Now let's talk about the presidential campaign, which until recently was a bargain for Donald Trump. Campaign disclosures show him raising and spending millions of dollars, though less than a few other candidates. The real estate developer has received all the media coverage he could want for free. Now, however, the Iowa caucuses are 3 months away, and they are all about organizing. Any contender needs to identify supporters and gather them to show up in person on February 1st. NPR's Don Gagne found that Trump has been hiring an organization, and so has his rival Ben Carson.
This is a Donald Trump rally at a high school in Sioux City. Loudspeakers blast an unofficial head-banging campaign anthem to pump up the crowd for a candidate who won't speak for another hour. Outside, people are still arriving, and another important part of the campaign is taking place. Volunteers working the parking lot and sidewalks.
Hi, folks. Are you from Iowa? Would you like to help with the caucus? Would you like to help talk to your friends and neighbors about coming out on February 1st to caucus for Donald Trump?
Not sure yet. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if you're not sure, take one of these. Yeah.
At this point, most Iowans haven't made a final decision, but having their names in a campaign database is critical to a candidate hoping to win them over. Meanwhile, back inside, still awaiting Trump, the focus turns to caucus night and to be ready for February weather.
Are you prepared? Do you have a backup plan for if there's a blizzard?
That's Tana Gertz, an Iowa native who starred on Trump's hit TV show, The Apprentice. Now she's his Iowa campaign co-chair.
If there's high winds, how's your grandma going to get to the caucus? You better say you're taking her, right? Raise your hand if you're bringing somebody to the caucus.
The question about Trump from the beginning was if this is a real campaign. But here in Iowa, he hired top staffers who know how to run a caucus. He's doing the things serious candidates do, according to John Steinman, a veteran Iowa GOP strategist.
The Trump campaign does have a real organization, and they have really savvy operatives. And my understanding is that they have a pretty robust data operation as well.
Which brings us to Ben Carson.
I want to thank all the people of Iowa who've been supporting me and helping the rest of the nation realize that we shouldn't let the professional class pick our presidents.
Like the candidate himself, Carson's operation is low-key and less dynamic than Trump's. But he has tremendous appeal among evangelicals. That's important here. His state director, Ryan Rhodes, a founder of the Iowa Tea Party, says they are organized in every Iowa county.
We have money, we have resources, and we have people who are putting those resources to very good use.
And Carson has another important weapon, Facebook. He has 4.5 million followers, more than any other candidate, which he uses to target Iowa voters. Ryan Rhodes says it's about finding new backers and connecting with those already on board.
At the end of the day, nothing's firm till the vote's cast.
For a candidate to succeed in Iowa, they need both buzz and organization. Carson and Trump are both working hard now to lock in voters, especially because the buzz can be fleeting. Don Gagne, NPR News.